This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue with our series called Time to Dream, Trusting God to Open Doors. In this series, Pastor Rick looks into the Bible and shows how God provides each of us with great opportunities when we trust and follow Him. In a few minutes, we're going to let you know how you can get Pastor Rick's brand new DVD Bible study called Time to Dream, Open Doors to Your Future. It's perfect for your personal Bible study time or with your small group. Find out more by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 while you listen to today's message. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called Living God's Dream Despite Past Poor Decisions.
It's never too late to get in to God's dream for your life. It's never too late. Unless you just said, I'm in, and you die. Then it would be too late. Just a little humor there, a wee bit of humor. All right. Now, I know I'm driving this home, but you honestly accept responsibility. God, I'm not blaming anybody else for all my dumb decisions, for the evil things that I've done, for the mean things I've done, for the hateful things I've done, for the hurtful things I've done. God, I've not been a good person many times in my life. I've been selfish to the core. That's called sin, okay? I don't accuse others, and I don't excuse myself. Then I humbly ask forgiveness. And like David, Lord, I need your cleansing. I need your purifying. I need your forgiveness. I need your grace. And then I gratefully accept God's grace, and I forgive myself. Extremely important. Because if you don't forgive yourself, you haven't really accepted God's forgiveness. All right? Now here, number four. Two more things to get you started for where we're going to go in the weeks ahead. Number four. Next, I generously forgive those who've hurt me. Uh-oh. I don't really like this part. I like being forgiven, but I don't want to forgive anybody else. Well, this is part of the plan. Generously forgive those who've hurt me. Not only do you need to let your own sin go, you need to let everybody else's sin go too against you. Now follow me on this. There are three things that will keep you stuck in the past that will keep you from living God's dream for your life. Grief, losses in the past, guilt, sin in the past, grudges, hurts from the past. Grief, guilt, and grudges will keep you stuck in the past. And if you let grief or guilt or grudges or all three come into your heart, you will continue to miss God's dream for your life. That's why I had to do this message on the past. You got to let go of your guilt, that's confession. You got to let go of your grudges, that means forgive other people. You got to forgive other people. You got to let them off the hook just like God lets you off the hook. Matthew chapter 6, verse 14 and 15, Jesus says this. If you forgive those who sin against you, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you refuse to forgive others, your Father will not forgive your sins. What's he saying here? He's saying we can't expect to receive what we're unwilling to give. We cannot expect to receive what we're unwilling to give. You have to let the people who hurt you off the hook. Not because they deserve it. They don't. They don't deserve it any more than God letting you off the hook. You don't deserve that. I don't deserve that. You got to let people off the hook so you can get on with your future. As long as you hold on to a grudge, as long as you hold on to resentment, as long as you hold on to a hurt, thinking you're hurting them by your bitterness, you're being stuck in the past. Your past is past. Those people can't hurt you anymore unless you choose to let them. from your memory. And that's dumb. You don't forgive them because they deserve it. They don't. Forgiveness is never deserved. You forgive them because you go, I'm not going to be stuck in the past. I'm going to get on with my life in the future. And whatever days left, I'm going to make this the best days of my life. I'm going after God's dream, and I'm going to walk through those open doors. But you can't walk through those open doors until you let go of that bitterness. Until you let go of that hurt, you let go of that pain, you let go of that resentment. You got to let people off the hook, not for their sake, but for your sake, so you can get on with the future. Finally, the fifth step. The fifth thing I do, I accept responsibility, humbly ask for forgiveness, gratefully accept God's grace, forgive myself, generously forgive those around me who've hurt me. Number five, courageously face the future with faith. And that's what this Time to Dream and Open Doors campaign is all about. Courageously facing the future with faith. And I want to close with just a couple verses, but they're very important verses. Courageously face the future with faith. In Job chapter 11, Job gets some of the best advice for recovering a dream, for recovering what has been lost in your life, for recovering God's original plan for you. Job 11, 13 to 18, here's what he says. Devote your whole heart to God. Okay, got that, check. Reach out to him in prayer for help. Check. If you get rid of the sins in your heart and your home. You got any sins in your home? Like some magazines that shouldn't be there? Get rid of the sins in your heart and your home. You will face the world again without shame. Circle that, without shame. And you'll be strong and free of fear. Then you'll forget your past troubles. Hallelujah. You'll forget your past troubles and mistakes and sins and faux pas and all of that. You'll forget your past troubles like water under a bridge. Your life will be brighter than noonday. And even in darkness, you're going to shine like the morning. And now you'll have courage because you will have hope.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
Every child grows up with big dreams, and they are wonderful and inspiring. Yet, somewhere along the way, we settle for something less than God's best for our lives. You may have given up on your dreams, but God hasn't given up on you, and He never will. He has big dreams for you, but God-sized dreams are too big to fulfill on our own, so we need to trust Him with everything we've got. That's why Pastor Rick created a very special 6-week video Bible study called Time to Dream, Open Doors to Your Future. This study is designed to help you dream God-sized dreams and walk through the doors of opportunity God has for you. It's perfect for your personal Bible study time, and it can also be used with your small group. When you give a gift to help Daily Hope share the certain hope of Jesus with people around the world, we'll send you Pastor Rick's Time to Dream DVD and Workbook Study Kit to say thanks. Get yours right now by calling 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. Or go to PastorRick.com. That's Pastor Rick with two R's in the middle.com.
Once again, here's Pastor Rick.
God is the God of second chances and 100th chances. Jonah runs from his assignment, and the word of the Lord came into Jonah a second time. Noah gets drunk and embarrasses himself after he does the biggest event of his day. David commits adultery, and has his lover's husband put to death. Every one of those people I just mentioned are in God's Hall of Fame in Hebrews 11. God loves to give second chances. If you had to be perfect, none of us stand a chance of that. But we need to courageously face the future with faith, realizing that God just loves to give us chance after chance after chance. Do you know that in America, there are 70 million Americans with a prison record? 70 million Americans have a prison record. Every one of them deserves a second chance, because God is the God of second chance. I'll never forget, I've told you this story before. One time I was preaching in a prison in Northern California, and there were several thousand prisoners out on the yard, and they gave me a live microphone, but nobody was asked to pay attention. So there's guys over here playing basketball, and there's different gangs sorted out over this huge football stadium size field. And I just needed to get their attention, so I pulled out of my wallet a $50 bill. And I held it up and said, anybody like this $50 bill? 4,000 hands went up. I crumpled it all up. Anybody still want it? 4,000 hands go up. I took it and I tore little tears in it. I put it on the ground. I stamped it into the ground in the dirt. I picked it up. I spit on it. Anybody still want it? 4,000 hands went up. And I said, many of you, this is what your daddy did to you, or society did to you. And you've been spit on, and you've been put down, and maybe you've even been the victim of racism. And you've done stupid things yourself. That's why you're here. And you've made some bad choices too. And you've gotten beaten, and you've gotten torn, and you've gotten dirty, but you have not lost one cent of your value to God. Now it's got everybody's attention. I don't know what you've done stupid in your life, but you have not lost one cent of your value to God. When Christ died on the cross, when he died on the cross, he was saying, this is how much I care about you. This is how much I love you. This is how much we're still on track. The dream is not invalidated by your sin. I still have plan A for your life, because I say all things work together for the good of God, even the good of those who love God, called according to his purpose. Not everything's good, but even your dumb sins, I'll weave them into the plan, and the dark threads and the light threads, and we'll make a beautiful tapestry out of it all. But if we're going to go where I want to take you as a church family in the next weeks, we're going to have to shut the door on the past today. You're going to have to give up your grief, give up your guilt, and give up your grudges so we can move forward together. This is what Jesus wants us to do. One other verse, Isaiah 43, verses 18 and 19. Forget the former things and do not dwell on the past. See, I'm doing a new thing. Now it is springing up. Do you not perceive it? I'll make a pathway through the wilderness, and I'll create streams where there's been a wasteland. Your past is past. Now, it's interesting. The Bible says that we're to learn from the past. We're to celebrate the victories of the past. We're to learn the lessons of the past. But we can't live in the past. He said, you got to let that go. All the past is prologue. We're moving into the future. It's time to dream. And I'm opening doors that no man can shut. And all your future, all your life is in the future. You know, it's interesting. I started with Peter and his big three failures in life, his big three, betrayals. After Peter's big fail, Jesus went out of his way to affirm him. In fact, on Easter morning, the first people who learned that Jesus Christ had risen from the dead were the women who had gone there to prepare the body. Mary Magdalene, Mary Salome, the others. And the Bible says this, that the angel said to the women, Jesus is alive. He's risen from death. Now, go tell the disciples and especially Peter. Why did God make sure that Peter was mentioned by name? Because he was the one carrying the most guilt from two nights before. Go tell my disciples and tell Peter. Because I love that guy. Yeah, he blew it. He blew it. He really blew it. But I love that guy. He said, it's okay, Peter. All is forgiven. Come on home. He singles out Peter, the one who was the biggest failure. And not 50 days later, that's the guy God chooses to preach on the day of Pentecost, on the first day of the church, and 3,000 people are saved. He chose the biggest failure for the greatest message. About a week later, after the resurrection, Peter and his friends had gone back fishing again on the Sea of Galilee. Jesus comes walking by and says, come on in, bring the fish in, we'll cook you some breakfast. And he sits there and they eat breakfast together, which, by the way, ghosts don't eat. So it wasn't a ghost. It wasn't an apparition. It wasn't a vision. It's Jesus in the flesh. They're eating. They're having fish and chips. Okay? And Jesus says this. After eating breakfast, John 21. After eating breakfast with them, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, do you love me more than these, the rest of the disciples? Yes, Lord, Peter replied. You know I love you. Jesus said, then feed my lambs. Then Jesus repeated the question, Simon, do you love me? Yes, Lord, Peter said. You know I love you. Then take care of my sheep, Jesus said. Then a third time, Jesus asked Peter, Simon, son of John, do you truly love me? Now, Peter's hurt that Jesus asked the question a third time. He said, Lord, Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you. Jesus said, then feed my sheep. Now, what's going on here that Jesus asked this question three times? He's giving the one who denied him three times the opportunity to affirm him three times. Peter, who had denied Jesus three times, now Jesus three times asks him, and he lets him say it and say it and say it. He was reaffirming the affirmation to overcome the three denials. But he was also doing something else. He wanted to reinforce what he had said before it even happened. He said, when you recover, you're to use your pain, you're to use your sin, you're to use your mistakes to help other people. That's part of my dream for your life. And he wants to reinforce, use your mistakes and pain to help others. Let's bow our heads. You are a good and gracious God. Your plans never change. Our sins cannot change your plans and dreams for our lives. Thank you. If you've never opened your life to Jesus Christ, say, Jesus Christ, come into my life right now. I want to follow you. I want to trust you. I want to know your dream for my life. I acknowledge, I admit that I've made a lot of sins and mistakes in my life, and I need your forgiveness. And I thank you for your grace and your mercy. I pray it in your name. Amen.
Hi, everybody. This is Rick, and I hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. You know, if you just prayed that prayer for the very first time, or you just recommitted your life to Jesus again today, would you let me know about it? There's something real about sharing your commitment. So write me, Rick at PastorRick.com, and say, Rick, I prayed that prayer of commitment. I gave my life to Christ. And I'll send you some material that'll help you on your journey with Jesus. And I'll also pray for you. God bless you.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We are so happy that you've chosen to study along with us today. Did you know you can start every day with hope and encouragement from Pastor Rick? Well, you can when you sign up to receive his life-changing Bible teaching delivered directly to your inbox. Just go to PastorRick.com and sign up for his free Daily Hope devotional. Don't miss out. Sign up right now at PastorRick.com. Rick will be right back to close out our time today, but first, every child grows up with big dreams, and they are wonderful and inspiring. Yet, somewhere along the way, we settle for something less than God's best for our lives. You may have given up on your dreams, but God hasn't given up on you, and He never will. He has big dreams for you. But God-sized dreams are too big to fulfill on your own. So we need to trust Him with everything we've got. That's why Pastor Rick created a very special 6-week video Bible study called Time to Dream, Open Doors to Your Future. This study is designed to help you dream God-sized dreams and walk through the doors of opportunity God has for you. It's perfect for your personal Bible study time, and it can also be used with your small group. When you give a gift to help Daily Hope share the certain hope of Jesus with people around the world, we'll send you Pastor Rick's Time to Dream DVD and Workbook Study Kit to say thanks. Get yours right now by calling 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004, or go to PastorRick.com. That's Pastor Rick with two R's in the middle, .com. And now here's Pastor Rick with a special announcement.
You know, here at Daily Hope, we use the internet and podcasts and email and as many other different channels as possible to share God's hope and love with as many people as we can. Now, one of the ways that we use is by broadcasting on radio stations, just like the one you're listening to right now. Now, you may not know this, but purchasing radio airtime is a significant expense for our ministry. But we want to bring this teaching to you, and we believe you are worth it. Now, in order to be good stewards of the gifts that God has given to us, we're only able to continue on the air on stations where listener supporters let us know that they're listening to the programs. That's why it's very important that you let us know the call letters and the city of your radio station when you give any kind of gift or support to Daily Hope. This is very important. Let us know your call letters and the name of the city that you're hearing this broadcast. Now, I realize that some of you can't afford to help us out financially. That's okay. We love you. We thank God for you. We want to minister and serve you. Everybody in the body of Christ has different gifts to share at different times in life. You can pray for us, and there will be others of you who can give generously so that God can continue to spread this message throughout the world. You need to know that Daily Hope is 100% funded by the daily gifts and offerings that you give with your generous support. You also need to know that I don't take any salary from Daily Hope. All of the gifts given to this broadcast go directly toward fulfilling our mission of reaching people with the certain hope that we can only find in Jesus. So I'm going to ask you to do something today. Will you pray for me? And will you pray for this Daily Hope ministry? Help us to reach every person in the world with the certain hope that only comes from believing and receiving Jesus Christ. You know, it's only by hearing the Word of God and by putting into practice that we discover and we fulfill the purposes God has for each of our lives. So I want to just say thank you. Thank you so much for your financial support that you're able to give whenever you're able to give it, and may God bless your generosity.
Be sure to join us next time when we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial gifts.